Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Sports Underline. I am your host, Troy Granville. I'm starting the show a little early off today. Sorry for the brief moment of silence. Was looking for the intro music, but we're having technical difficulties or the simple fact that the song is just not on here anymore. With that being said, I have a very packed show for us today, doing a lot of NBA and NFL. Starting off with Carmelo Anthony signing with the Houston Rockets. That was expected after the signing trade with Oklahoma to the Hawks. Very quickly turned into a buyout for a new chapter in Carmelo Anthony's career. In other news, the Cavs and their starting power forward slash center, Kevin Love, with new contract extension ranging to about maybe $120 million on the extension. Not really sure of the numbers, but I will look that up and get into that as well. I'm very interested in how the Cavs will move forward. I think I told you guys before that I still think this team could be a playoff team without LeBron James. I just don't know how far they'll be able to go. Melo out, but Vince Carter is in with the Atlanta Hawks for 1 year deal. I don't know if this is Vince's last season, but he is 41 years old. With that being said, he's had a wonderful career, and I'm wondering if it stops with the Atlanta Hawks. Dirk Nowitzki also signing another 1 year deal with the Dallas Mavericks. He's been there his whole career as well. And these guys are still making it go, making it work for them at their age. And I'm just wondering if these two guys are done. Could this be their last season? Are they calling it quits? Lamar Odom signs in China. I wonder if D-Wade will be next. And, of course, we have KD versus CJ online with a little bit of Dame added to it. In other news in the NFL, Jarvis Landry has already called Super Bowl for the Browns this year. Do you believe the hype, or are we just going to laugh these young bulls off? Giants ready to give Odell Beckham his extension and lock him up for good in New York. But what will become of this contract, especially after Julio Jones just finally got his contract? Dez Bryant still not signed? Am I worried? Not really. The Pro Bowler has been linked to a few teams since his release into free agency and still remains under the radar, however. Joe Flacco or Lamar Jackson, who's your starter? Please let me know, because I already have my top pick. Fantasy shout-outs as well, but let's hop into things. Go ahead and start off with the NBA, as you can tell by this theme. So as I mentioned before, Carmelo Anthony has been bought out by the Atlanta Hawks after a signing trade with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's literally made $27.8 million, I believe, and he just signed a one-year deal with the Houston Rockets for about $2.4 million, about the most that he'll be able to receive from the Rockets, as these guys already have their money tied up in other acquisitions like James Harden, Chris Paul. Even Eric Gordon had a nice payday along with Ryan Anderson. So with that being said, 2.4 is the most they'll be able to offer him, especially since they're trying to retain Clint Capella, who has been linked to other teams over the past few days, and one of those teams being the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers do have, however, what it takes to give him a max contract. But for the Lakers, it pans out to if they want to use their max contract on Clint Capella for this year, or wait until 2019 to go after maybe a Klay Thompson, a Kawhi Leonard, or possibly the money. With that being said, I think the Rockets would be able to match anything that the Lakers would be able to throw at Clint Capella. The reason why Carmelo Anthony only got $2.4 million. Now, with that being said, I think Melo is just happy to be where he wants to be. He wasn't happy in Denver. He forced the trade to New York. Happy there for a couple of years, played some good basketball. But things quickly went south once Phil Jackson showed up, and he yet again forced another trade. With that being said, it wasn't to where he wanted to go, which was the Houston Rockets, maybe the Cleveland Cavaliers at the time with LeBron James there. But I highly doubt he wanted to be in the family. He was forced to play stretch four for the New York Knicks. Dan getting plummeted, thrown into the role with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Seems like Melo has just not been happy. I don't believe playing the stretch four at the fourth period is good for him, especially with the third amount of threes he's been taking. But I believe he can get back to playing the way Melo wants to play in Houston alongside one of his best friends, Chris Paul, and the MVP of last season, James Harden, at the three and in the post. I believe we'll see a bit of the old Melo, him putting guys in the torture chamber, I like to call it, which is the post. I mean, when he's hot, he's hot. I still think he's going to be able to shoot the three ball pretty well in this system. We all know the Houston Rockets had a great three-point shooting percentage last year and the year before with the likes of James Harden, Chris Paul, Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, Trevor Ariza, who is no longer with them, and P.J. Tucker. With that being said, adding Carmelo to this mix might still hold the window open for the Houston Rockets to get to the Western Conference Finals and dethrone Golden State next year. Last year was a bit of a letdown for me. I believe that was their best case scenario and best year to actually dethrone the Warriors, who didn't look bad in the playoffs, but didn't look at their best when playing the Houston Rockets as that series went seven games, maybe earlier on in the series, but definitely not in the middle where Houston mounted their comeback. With that being said, I know a lot of people will say, well, if Chris Paul was healthy, these guys would have beaten Golden State. I was one of those who believed that. But to tell you the truth, guys, I thought Chris Paul had it more than enough health. Helped with the Houston Rockets with James Harden, Eric Gordon showed up. Ryan Anderson obviously wasn't useful in this series. Not on the defensive end anyway. And guys like Trevor Ariza and P.J. Tucker, I thought the Houston Rockets had enough and Chris Paul had enough. But yet, he still gets injured due to, I guess, age or injuries. It seems like he's always getting injured in the playoffs. But with a little bit more help from Carmelo Anthony, if he's happy here and if he can get back to playing his old way of basketball, like he did his first couple of years in New York, and of course his career starting off in Denver, I think the Houston Rockets still have a chance to knock off the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference. If not, of course, I'm going with my long shot, which would be the Los Angeles Lakers, only because my favorite player plays for them. But to tell you the truth, the best teams in the West that has a chance of knocking off the Golden State Warriors would be the Houston Rockets being my number one, the Oklahoma City Thunder being my number two, and another long shot for me would be my Utah Jazz. Well, I can't say my Utah Jazz, so I'll do the favor his Utah Jazz, since that is his team. For some reason, I have a lot of faith in that team. Perfect mixture of youth and veterans on this team. They proved that these guys have what it takes. They got their feet wet last year, actually, City Thunder, in which I had going to the Western Conference Finals after beating the Golden State Warriors in the second round. Apparently that did not come true. The Golden State Warriors went on to beat the Jazz and move on to the Western Conference Finals to ultimately win against the Houston Rockets in a seven-game series and sweep the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. So nothing that I had planned out went according to plan, but hey, how do you guys feel about Carmelo Anthony getting traded from Oklahoma to the Hawks, then bought out just to sign with the Houston Rockets finally? Those two teams I had him going to back when he was still in New York, that was the Houston Rockets and the Portland Trail Blazers. I believe he would have fit grandly on each team. He ended up with the Thunder, a team that showed promise on paper but just wasn't able to get it done in the postseason, and adding two stars were only able to get one more win than they did last season. With that being said, I want to hear from you guys. Please call in at 949-270-5945 if you have any concerns, comments, or opinions on Carmelo Anthony getting bought out by the Atlanta Hawks to sign with the Houston Rockets for $2.4 million. I think it's great, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he pretty much has made all of his money from New York to Oklahoma to the Hawks buying him out. Now he gets peanuts added on to the money that he's already racked up by playing with the Houston Rockets, where he ultimately wanted to be anyway. I believe they will find a way to re-sign him and keep the small forward there, the all-star there, to continue to try and keep a chokehold on the West and stay on the tails of the Golden State Warriors. With that being said, it would be no easy task, seeing as how the Golden State Warriors have just signed DeMarcus Cousins to a bit higher deal, 5.3, much more than what Melo just got. Excuse me. And with that being said, we don't know how good he'll be when he comes back, but the Golden State Warriors are still a force to be reckoned with or without DeMarcus Cousins at 100%. But we know DeMarcus Cousins is playing for a bigger contract to show that he still has it, that he can come back from this devastating injury, especially at his position and size. With that being said, I think the window is still held open for the Houston Rockets to maybe get one more shot at dethroning the Golden State Warriors and building on that to keep them out of the NBA Finals for the next 4 years. With that being said, I know Chris Paul is not young. They will have to look ahead towards the future and get another point guard very soon. James Harden and Melo has a little bit more time ticking on the clock. James Harden, of course, than Chris Paul, but I believe this team is engineered to win. Mike D'Antoni has did wonders over there with his offensive coaching style, and the defense hasn't been that bad either. With that being said, these guys will have to be on their toes, maybe taking number one seed again next year from the Golden State Warriors if possible. And if these guys can stay healthy, we wish injury on nobody, and maybe building momentum to show the rest of the NBA and you know, sort of put the rest of the NBA on notice and letting these guys know that we're not done. Last year wasn't the last year you see the Houston Rockets in the conference finals. With that being said, I will move on to the next subject. We're going back to Cleveland, this time to talk about K-Love and not LeBron James. It seems the Cleveland Cavaliers have put all their faith in Kevin Love, giving him a $120 million extension with the Cavaliers. As you know, Kevin Love has learned a lot and prospered. He's actually grown a bit more playing with the Cleveland Cavaliers alongside the likes of Kyrie Irving when he was there and LeBron James. I know it's not Minnesota Love, but I'm expecting to see a lot of that now that both Kyrie Irving and LeBron James are now departed from Cleveland. He made it clear that he wanted to stay. I know we heard his name come up in a lot of trade rumors over the past years, and he's taken a lot of criticism for being on a team with none other than LeBron James. So did Kyrie Irving, who decided to get out early for whatever reason. I don't think the world will ever know what that reason truly was. We will continue to guesstimate and speculate. But Kevin Love is now the lone star in Cleveland after the Cleveland Cavaliers just drafted a young bull, Colin Sexton. I'm very excited for the Cleveland Cavalier team. I know Rodney Hood is not re-signed yet, another player that they show interest in. And Jeff Green took his talents to Washington to play alongside John Wall and the rest of the gang. With that being said, I still think Cleveland has an upside with their youth. Colin Sexton, Jetty Osman, Ante Zizic. They still have the Iron Man and Tristan Thompson with Kevin Love. I believe Kyle Korver is still there, even though his name has been brought up in trade rumors also. But with that being said, I still think this core is pretty young and good enough to navigate through the East to get at least a mid-range seeding in the Eastern Conference led by Kevin Love. Colin Sexton is still going to have room to grow. A lot of these guys are, but I believe the chemistry and the growth will mix together, and they'll find their way back to the Eastern Conference playoffs. Now, how far they go, I have no idea. I think Kevin Love could be a great leader, two-time champion. Well, actually, one-time champion, I'm sorry. Champion, nevertheless, a veteran, king of the double-double, if you ask me, since he's gotten into the league. And he can maybe put these guys on his shoulder if he can stay healthy as well. With that being said, I don't know what other free agents the Cleveland Cavaliers, Dan Gilbert and Kobe Altman will be looking at. I know Teron Lue is still the coach. But Dan Gilbert did say that he would be able to make the Cavaliers a playoff team and continue to contend for championships without LeBron James. No shade thrown at LeBron James. Wishes him luck on his career. And as you know, him and Kevin Love have no bad blood, as the two were spotted working out together sometime this week. Still wishes LeBron James would have stayed, but ultimately is happy for him, and he's happy for the that he has of being the sole leader of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I'm looking forward to watching the Cavs this year, not only for Kevin Love and Colin Sexton, but just how this group grows and how they contend without the best player in the world. If you have any opinions any input on the Cavaliers giving Kevin Love an extension and going a new route after the King has left, please do not hesitate. Call in at 949-270-5945. That about wraps it up for Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Love. Moving on to the next subject, we'll be talking about Vince Carter. Last year, as you know, he played with the Sacramento Kings. He's been quite the journeyman since he continued to age. With this being said, I wonder how much is left in the tank. He just turned 41 years old. Very rare to even see a player still playing in the league at that age nowadays in our era. Come pretty close, maybe 38, 37, possibly 39, but 41. This guy has some miles on him. Been a big fan of Vince Carter since I can remember his days in Toronto where he played with Tracy McGrady, leading up to the glory days with the Nets. Can't forget the Olympics, slam dunk contests. Championships have eluded him, but nevertheless, he's been a true professional and a student of the game. Going when his athleticism started to leave him, he began to murder people with the jump shot from mid to out to that three-point range. All-time favorite of mine and the perfect entertainer as well. Through the Olympics and the All-Star weekend, it makes me sad to think that I'm not going to be able to see Vince Carter play anymore at the level he once was able to play at. But it makes me happy to see that he's still in the game, tutoring the youngs, still going, not letting his dream die, and going to the Atlanta Hawks, who seem to be in a rebuild mode, and maybe tutoring some of the youth over there. So shouts out to Vince Carter. Keep pushing through it, old head. Another old head that might be looking to retire after this season is the great Dirk Nowitzki, signing a one-year deal with the Dallas Mavericks. He's been with this team his whole career, just like a couple others, Kobe Bryant and a few others that I just don't care to name. I'm pretty sure you already know. But Dirk Nowitzki might be calling it quits after this year, along with Dwayne Wade. I'm not sure. All three of these guys have had illustrious careers. Championships, all-star appearances, culture changes, highlights that we'll never forget. It's kind of sad to see these guys go. But you never know, though. I guess you just keep playing until you just decide you can't play anymore. That's what your body tells you. I'm pretty sure Kobe would still be playing today if he didn't decide to retire at the age of 38. I still think he would be able to play. Many have rumored that he would come out of retirement for a year just to play with my favorite player, LeBron James. And that would be a dream come true for the simple fact I always wanted to see Kobe Bryant versus LeBron James in the finals. But to think of these guys actually teaming up and playing on the same team for a great organization like the Los Angeles Lakers and competing for a championship their first or second year would just blow my mind. It would be amazing. But as you know, LeBron has not been welcome to L.A. with open arms to speak, maybe halfway open. And Kobe Bryant has already moved on, doing various things in his career after basketball. So that would be hard to kind of see, but great. But as far as Vince Carter, Dirk Nowitzki, and Dwayne Wade goes, I love what they put into the game. It's going to be hard to see these guys go. The reason I bring up Dwayne Wade is for the simple fact we know that he's gotten a deal from China, and they've given him 3 days to either accept or decline the offer. I don't think he's going to accept it. I don't think he should, especially with his career in the NBA. I don't think he necessarily needs it. I know he has a lifetime contract with Lane Mead, a Chinese company for the shoes that Dwayne Wade has worn for various years after leaving Jordan. I know Lamar Odom did sign in China. I just don't feel like Dwayne Wade fits the category as to where he needs to play in China. I'm not saying playing in China is a bad thing. You heard of Stephon Marbury, Allen Iverson, Brandon Jennings, Emmanuel Mudiay, players of that nature playing over there in China for basically money, exposure, and a chance to show the NBA that they deserve a contract or another shot back into the league. I just don't see Dwayne Wade doing that. With that being said, what do you guys think? Vince Carter to Atlanta, Dirk Nowitzki signing a one-year deal, Lamar Odom and Dwayne Wade signing in China. If you guys have anything, any input or anything to say about that, please do call. Call in 949-270-5945. I would love to hear what you guys think about this. My next topic is a bit funny to me. It seems that we can't escape this age of social media. I mean, I love and I hate it at the same time. But Kevin Durant versus CJ Miles. Funniest thing to me is that these guys are going back and forth. You would think these guys were pretty good friends, but hey, sometimes tempers flare. And what can I say? Internet remains king, I guess. But I guess CJ McCollum took to Twitter and didn't have, you know, any kind words to say about Kevin Durant. And I quote, "I still think the B word is harsh and shouldn't be used. You know that the decision was soft, but I respect it. It's like getting jumped with your brothers by a gang you should have beat, then joining the gang that jumped you and your brothers 2 months later and forgetting about your bros." With that being said, I'm pretty sure you all know this is a reference of Kevin Durant leaving the Oklahoma City Thunder to join the Golden State Warriors. We all know that the Oklahoma City Thunder had a commanding 3-1 lead on the Golden State Warriors, and many thought that they would be punching their second ticket to the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors, however, did fight back from a 3-1 deficit and win to go on to the NBA Finals and get their second championship, I believe, or first championship. With that being said, Kevin Durant decided that he was going to return to Oklahoma City only to have his mind changed by damn near the whole Golden State team visiting him and joining the team that beat them last year. Many thought this was a cowardice move. Many thought it was a business move. Mixed emotions. Some hated it. Some loved it. But hey, in the end, I guess it turned out good for him, seeing as how he has 2 rings now. With that being said, you know, Kevin Durant is going to respond, whether it's off his account or his burner account. "So I would get into a gang fight, lose, plot on my brother for 2 months in our home, and then go get the gang we lost to beat him up. You think that low of me, CJ? I just did your effing podcast. Snakes in the grass, boy, I tell you." Who do you think won this dispute? I really don't know, nor do I care. I just think it's hilarious. Damian Lillard obviously chimed in later, not thinking that Kevin Durant's other comments were funny, saying that the Portland Trail Blazers would win a podcast championship or a championship in the NBA. Definitely shots fired. The rivalry to be brewed are basically a beating of the Portland Trail Blazers from the Warriors. Maybe the Trail Blazers respond and get a couple of wins on them this season. Who knows? What do you guys think about KD versus CJ? Please call in and let me know. I'm switching gears pretty fast as I become bored with that topic after that last topic. Moving on to the NFL, which I can't wait for the season to start, by the way. Jarvis Landry already called Super Bowl for the Cleveland Browns. With that being said, how do you guys feel about that? I actually like the Cleveland Browns this year. I like the youth, the defense, and the rejuvenated offense that these guys have seemed to put together in one off season. Calling these guys Super Bowl contenders or saying they're going to win it, however, is not on my agenda. I'm going to love to watch the Browns this year. I love watching them last year, and I know a lot of people are like, how could you say that they didn't win a game? Okay, they went 0-16, but they shouldn't have. Each game that they played, including the game against my Detroit Lions, was a winnable game for them. They play each game close and like it was their last, and I'm pretty sure if you're an NFL fan and you're especially a Browns fan, you know that to be true. They shouldn't have went 0-16 last year, but they did, joining the Detroit Lions as the only team to go winless in one season. With that being said, I think the Browns shouldn't be taken lightly, but I'm just not ready to put them in Super Bowl contention, especially their first year with this new group. Hopefully these guys are able to make playoffs and make some noise in their division, however. But Super Bowl, I can't call it. I'm not going to be that biased, even if I was a Cleveland Brown fan. I don't even do that with Detroit. I'm still hoping that we're just able to make the playoffs and get our first playoff win, and God knows how long now, and maybe make it to a Super Bowl one day. But calling the Cleveland Browns Super Bowl contenders, I just can't see that happening right now. With that being said, are you going to believe the hype, or are we just going to look these guys off? I said that at the beginning of the show. I have to ask again. Please call in at 949-270-5945. Moving on to the next topic pretty expeditiously. I'm going to talk about Odell Beckham Jr. and the extension the New York Giants are ready to give this man to lock him up in New York for good. This intrigues me especially because Odell Beckham Jr. and Julio Jones are the best wide receivers in the league, not named Antonio Brown, of course. And Julio just got his extension, so I know Odell Beckham Jr. has been looking at that extension, or that new deal, as I should say, as a come-up, seeing as how he believes he's the best wide receiver in the league over that of Julio Jones and Antonio Brown, and it's hard to not compare him to those two or say that he might not be the best wide receiver in the league. Definitely think the Giants are looking to make him the highest-paid wide receiver in the league, and I definitely think it's going to be worth it coming off of his injury with new teammates, a new running game, maybe the ghost of Eli Manning gets awoken, paired beside Sterling Shepard, and maybe able to bring in Dez Bryant. I think the New York Giants would be my Super Bowl pick for this year. That is an early shot that I'm calling. Maybe they'll end up like last year where I said they were going to do all types of things, and they just got bombarded with a bad coach and a plethora of injuries. And should I really be calling him a bad coach with the injured team that he have? No, but at the same time, is he there now? I don't think so. With that being said, I think Odell Beckham is back, as we like to call it nowadays. Julio Jones finally got his new deal, and it's pretty funny to me how his holdout only took a couple of days, but I'm still waiting on the likes of Le'Veon Bell and Aaron Donald to get their contract extensions or their new deal. Hell, Dez Bryant still hasn't gotten a contract yet, and I believe he'll get signed before those two, you know, get their new deal. And just a fun fact for you, I don't think Donald plans to play this year. Le'Veon may sit out if these new deals or contracts are not made immediately. And that's stupid. I believe both of these guys deserve their contract. Getting a little off track here, I will go into that a little bit later, but what do you guys think of Odell Beckham's extension? Do you think he gets the house? Does he become the highest paid wide receiver? All right, sorry about that, folks. A little technical difficulty. I actually got disconnected. But as I was saying, if you guys think Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be the highest paid wide receiver in the league or in history, please do call in at 949-270-5945. If you guys want to input on Brown's Super Bowl beliefs, Dez Bryant still not being signed, maybe the holdout of Le'Veon Bell and Aaron Donald, please do call in and give your opinion. Kind of pissed at the Los Angeles Rams. I believe that they won free agency. I believe that they're going to do great things next season. But the fact that they have not given Aaron Donald a new deal, possibly one of the best defensive tackles in our game today, is beyond me, as Ha Ha Davis would say. Detroit native, shout out to Detroit. Detroit strong, Detroit proud. But I just think it's ridiculous, especially since these guys just gave Gurley a huge contract extension at a position, running back, let's just face it, who really only has about a couple good years depending on how well they run and the injuries that they receive playing that position. As to Aaron Donald, has been doing his job, hasn't got injured yet, to my knowledge, and really deserves this contract. Not saying Gurley and the other running backs of the league don't deserve this type of money in the contracts. I'm just saying, come on. You can't play favors on a team like this. This team is expected to do great things and has been architected to win their division and compete for championships, and you take one of your championship pieces and you're just willing to piss them off and let them walk? I don't understand that. I don't agree with it at all. With that being said, Aaron Donald might not even play a snap this year if he doesn't get a new deal. He might sit out. And do we really want to see players sitting out or not giving it their all this season after all the NFL has went through last year with the protesting, injuries, new deals, contracts, not to mention how protest is going to go this year and blackballing, I do believe, of that of Colin Kaepernick. The next thing I want to see is basically Pro Bowl performances in a real NFL game. That's not what I signed up for. I think that's just retarded. Sorry, I got distracted by a notification. Kyle Shanahan named his son after Carter. Carter after Weezy, so the rapper sent him copies of the Carter 3 and 4. I'm still waiting on the Carter 5, and that's kind of ridiculous, but hey, more power to you. That's actually crazy. With that being said, back to what I was saying, yeah, I don't want to see Pro Bowl performances. I barely even watch the Pro Bowl. I like to watch it because the sense of competition has been lost. It's all fun and games, antics, basically just showing off. I did, however, watch last year's Pro Bowl for whatever, but I don't want to see that throughout the regular season. I want to see teams compete, giving it their all and fighting for something much more than just the contract or the Super Bowl. Just giving it their all to show that they're the best, to be the best. And to be the best, you have to beat the best. With that being said, you're not going to get your best if you're sitting over here, pretty much flipping some of your best players off for no apparent reason because you want to be selfish with your money. With that being said, I will move on to the next topic. Are you worried that Dez Bryant is not signed yet? And I will tell you, I am not. I think that Dez Bryant is taking into consideration where he wants to play and that he wants to compete for Super Bowls. He is not getting any younger, and he wants to be somewhere where not only he is wanted, but somewhere where he can win immediately. And that's not the easiest choice in a game of football where everything is unpredictable. Sure, in basketball, we can just about call out the eight teams who will make the playoffs and pretty much call out each finals going into the NBA finals and pick your pick there. NFL, it's a bit different. Just like in hockey, tennis, or any other sport, I think the NFL is, besides the MLB, is one of the most unpredictable games to call. With that being said, I'm not surprised this is not, you know, signed with anyone yet. However, he has been linked to a few teams, and those few teams have been the Green Bay Packers, the New York Giants, and as of lately, I've heard the Cleveland Browns. Maybe if Dez Bryant did go to the Cleveland Browns to hook up with the young quarterback and the talent they have over there, maybe I would be inspiring or kind of convinced of the Browns going to the Super Bowl after I see how they perform this season. It would be like a 5% chance of me believing that. Maybe a, you know what, 3% chance. But it still would be nice to see. Dez Bryant with the Green Bay Packers, obviously trying to fill that hole that they left in Aaron Rodgers' heart after releasing Jordy Nelson, maybe getting another Pro Bowl wide receiver. Would instill the trust back in Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, coach, and the organization as well. You pretty much gave up Jordy Nelson to sign Jimmy Graham, who hasn't had a successful season since suiting up for the New Orleans Saints. And that's practically or possibly because they didn't want to pay him. And on the other hand, you traded him to a team in the Seattle Seahawks who has the lowest usage of tight ends in the league. Yes, very interesting. Think about it. So maybe he does have his breakout season hooking up with an MVP quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. Maybe we get the same old Jimmy Graham. But who knows? Adding Dez Bryant to this mixture, however, with a declining Randall Cobb and the upcoming Davante Adams and Jimmy Graham could be very interesting, not to mention that they'll have their running backs back and healthy. The Packers still could remain on top in the NFC North, especially adding Dez Bryant. I believe they're still at the top as of right now before the season gets started. For the simple fact, I believe the Chicago Bears have gotten younger but still are not ready, and the Minnesota Vikings have a lot to prove after they let all three of their quarterbacks go. And a key piece on the other offense as well. With that being said, I believe it goes Green Bay Vikings, Chicago, and my Detroit Lions last. With simple fact, we didn't have the offseason that I hoped we would, and I'm ready to see what Bob Quinn has put in motion. My team is going to have to make a believer out of me again. And our schedule is not looking that easy as well. With that being said, Dez Bryant hooking up with the Browns or the Packers, I think, is good for him and business. Probably his best chance is to win. But his number one chance with me would be the New York Giants hooking up with Eli Manning, trying to rekindle that ghost of the great Manning blood, being paired with Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard. You now have a run game with not just Paul Perkins, but Shaquon Barkley, Paul Perkins, The offensive line is healthy. They should be able to hold up and get you the time that you need to get to your young tight end. Evans, still have Larry Darnell added with those wide receivers in this running game. The offense should now match the intensity and the gameplay of the defense, the NYPD, as they like to be called, even without no JPP. This will be a well-even team with Dez Bryant added to it, not to say that they're not well-rounded now, but, man, I think this will be the team to beat this year, not the Patriots, but the Giants. Of course, you're still going to have to look out for the defending champion Eagles. Green Bay is always in the mix. Curious to see what Atlanta's going to bounce back with. Can't forget about those Steelers, if they're ever able to get Le'Veon his contract. And a couple other teams I'm still looking at, like the Jaguars and the Titans, how they go into this season. But I think everybody should be looking at the New York Giants and just the Cleveland Browns just to see what they're going to do. Like I said, I don't see these guys going 0-16 yet again. Have any predictions or any concerns about this year's season, even fantasy-related? Jarvis Landry Super Bowl prediction, Giants and Odell Beckham extension, Julio getting his deal, Le'Veon and Aaron Donald not getting their deals, where will Dez Bryant sign, and shouts out for fantasy football, please call in at 949-270-5945. Moving into my last two topics of the day, I'm going to start with the Baltimore Ravens first at their quarterback dispute. As you know, the Baltimore Ravens did draft Lamar Jackson out of Louisville this year. And Joe Flacco, what can I say? He's a champion. He has a ring. But I still call him Fluco because I just can't trust him. And last season was pretty much proof of how well I think Joe Flacco is able to play with or without injury. With that being said, we know that Lamar Jackson has took, what, bulk of the first string reps in practice. We know that they're going to be looking to move on and forth from Joe Flacco, who, let's just face it, just doesn't have that magic anymore. He's getting a bit older, but could be a true veteran and a tutor to Lamar Jackson, who has been highly criticized out of college, saying that he is not a real quarterback. Where have I heard that one before? What, Tim Tebow? And we see how his career panned out. And if you ask me, he's actually winning, even though he's injured in the MLB right now. But, I'm picking Jackson, man. I have to go with Lamar Jackson over Joe Flacco. And if Joe Flacco does start, please believe by a quarter or even halfway through the season, that's going to change off of Joe Flacco's performance and their win-loss ratio this season. Because they're trying to build on the future, and I don't think Joe Flacco has much more of a future with these Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson has great arm strength. Of course, he has the combo and athleticism to run the ball as well and create plays with his legs, like so many other dual quarterbacks in the league today. I think Joe Flacco becomes the backup here. I think he's reached that point in his career, and Lamar Jackson is the future. Of course, he's a rookie. He's going to make mistakes. But that is why Flacco is still here to tutor and mentor this kid and to help him out as he grows to become a real NFL quarterback. I'm choosing him as the starter. Let me know what you guys think. Please call in at 949-270-5945. With that being said, I will move into my last topic, which is fantasy football. As you know, we are doing another league, maybe with a little pot this year. Going in about $20 at a pot a person, 10 people, standard league, and we're going through ESPN. And I must tell you, I already have an idea of the players that I want to go, my first selection, down to what, third string, if the players I want are not there. And I'm pretty excited, not just because of the pot, but just because of football, period. I've been waiting for the season to come back, just like so many other Adoring fans, and I just can't wait. So the adrenaline that pumps through my vein, you would think that I was at the game or playing in it myself when it comes to fantasy football. I know people are out there feeling the same. I've only won my fantasy league once out of the three times that I've competed, and last year was my down year. The year before that I won, and the year before that I lost. I had a pretty good team my second year playing, and third year I thought I had a pretty good team, but injuries piled up for me. I lost Julian Edelman, Odell Beckham, and a couple of other good players on my squad, and a defense that just completely let me down damn near at the end of the year, or at the beginning, that being the Denver Broncos, who I want to see compete this year, especially with their new quarterback. But I don't know, man. This is going to be pretty hard. I will let you know that Rams defense, Eagles defense, or Giants defense are probably my top three defenses that I want. Of course, I want Tom Brady, but I might be looking Eli's way, depending on the health of those Giants. Big Ben scares me a little bit too much. Of course, Le'Veon Bell, Zeke, and Saquon Barkley, new faces being added to this league, as they are every year. Could actually really do some damage in the fantasy world this year, and it's just so many players to choose from. Who do you take first? What seed did you get to pick? It's just so much. I've literally set up, like, actually thinking of strategies to pick against some of the players that will be in this league, who put together some pretty difficult teams to beat. Not, you know, dissing myself or anything, but hey, I'm just saying it's going to be tough. I mean, with the cheering that I do for my teams and other fantasy teams, it's like a double-edged sword, especially when it's my Lions, man. I need the points, but I need my Lions to win. It's just crazy. With that being said, of course, my confidant, co-host, my friend Devontae will be in this league. Last year, one of our homeboys won Darrell, so he will get first pick in this league, this snake draft that he will have to create, hopefully soon, so we can start our mock drafting. I love mock drafting as well. I don't know if I'm going to join multiple leagues this year. I did last year, and it was like one of the most frustrating things to me. And I won. Well, I came in second place in my second league. I completely forgot about the third league because I don't think anybody was paying attention or switching their players out. In my first league, the league, my main league that I really was in, that I really wanted to win, I think I got knocked out of the first round of the playoffs, like, pretty easily, like, blowout. So that was frustrating. But I think I'm just going to stick with one league this year, the main league, the pot league, and I'm going to have fun with that. With that being said, I need to get in contact with Devontae Darrell. We need to get everything set up, all the players in who are actually going to participate, switching their players in day after day, week after week, talking trash in the chat, actually paying out for the pot. Need to get together and get these guys, and I just can't wait. I really can't. And I'm not the commissioner this year, so hey, I don't think I'm going to do any other trades either in fantasy unless it makes sense. I've seen a couple of trades that just didn't look right. You got a veto. People are mad, but it's like, come on, man. Golden Tate for Antonio Brown for somebody who's never played in fantasy is just not right. That's just unfair. How dare you even try that? With that being said, if you guys have anything to say about any of the topics really that we had on the show, Carmelo to Houston, Cavaliers and Kevin Love extension, Vince Carter to the Atlanta Hawks, Dirk 1 year extension, I mean 1 year contract with the Mavericks, Lamar Odom signing in China, maybe D-Wade, KD versus CJ for our NBA topics, and if you have anything to say on our NFL topics, Jarvis Landry claiming a Super Bowl, Odell Beckham's extension with New York, Julio Jones, new deal, Dez Bryant not getting signed, Aaron Donald, Le'Veon Bell still with holding out, possibly not playing at the beginning of the season. Who's your starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens? Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson. Any fantasy shout-outs, tips, or excitement for a fantasy and the start of the NFL season completely? Please do not hold back. 949-270-5945. Once again, that's 949-270-5945. I am your host, Troy Granville. If you're just not tuning in, and heard most of the topics that we have already talked about throughout this show, please do not hesitate. There's still 14 minutes left on the show. Give me a call and let's talk about some of these topics. Once again, I did start the show a bit early today only because I had some business to attend to later on today, and I did not want to leave you guys hanging with no show at all. I did miss a couple of my afternoon shows this week due to work and other business-related issues and family issues in and out of the hospital, so I do apologize for that. Devontae will be back with us tomorrow. We will start our show at the regular time, which is 7:30 to 8:30, maybe branching out until 9, because I'm pretty sure me and Devontae will have so much to talk about and catch up on, as well as the new topics that arise day to day. But with that being said, I will go on and switch gears once again for my last 15 minutes before I leave. One second, I am switching to baseball. So let's go ahead and switch to baseball real quick. I had to send a quick text out. Pretty much Flown Pone has been blowing up since I've been on the show, and I really don't know what's going on or what could my brother possibly want at a time like this. But hey, everybody else knew I was up here doing the show except for him. With that being said, I'm going to go over today's MLB after I give a recap of yesterday's games. Indians beating the Pirates 4-0. Sad day for my Pirates. Tigers getting a win on the Royals 8-4. Good win for my hometown team. Rockies getting a close win over the Astros 3-2. Hoorah. Rays beating the Yankees 3-2. Similar fashion. Mets beating the Padres 6-4. Cardinals losing to the Reds 7-3. Phillies beating the Dodgers 7-3. Bad day for my Dodgers. Nationals whooping up on the Brewers 7-3, similar fashion. Nationals beat the Brewers, I said that. Cubs beat the Diamondbacks by 2-1. Twins double up on the Jays 12-6. Mariners beat the Giants 3-2. Athletics 6-5 against the Rangers. Angels demolished the White Sox 11-3. With that being said, today's game, we have the Cubs and the Diamondbacks. Bottom of the third, the Cubs are up 1. I'm going to go with the Cubs. Pirates and Mets come on at 7 tonight. I'm going to go with my Pirates bouncing back from the Mets. White Sox and Angels come on right after the show. I'm going to go with the Angels over the White Sox. Rays and Orioles come on at 7. I'm going with the Rays over the Orioles, surprisingly. I do like the Orioles, but the Rays have been kind of red hot the past couple of weeks. Royals versus the Yankees, of course I'm going with the Yankees. Yankees have to bounce back from the loss that they just received yesterday. Can't be too happy about that. Twins and Red Sox, I'm going to go with the Red Sox. It's been a surprisingly good team since the start of the season. Excuse me for yawning, Jesus. Phillies versus the Reds. I'm going to go with the Phillies over the Reds. Nothing against them. The Phillies have just been a phenomenal team this season as well. National Mariners. I'm going with the Nationals. They've been a pretty up and down roller coaster team this year, but I think they still have what it takes and enough to at least even their record up and beat the Marlins. Braves versus the Dodgers. Braves have been a hot team, but I'm going with the Dodgers, especially after that loss from yesterday. We're looking for a bounce back here. Rangers and Athletics, I'm going with the Athletics, who've really surprised a lot of people this year. 60 wins on the season so far, by the way. And the last game would be the Brewers versus the Giants, which comes on at 10:30, give or take a couple minutes. I'm going to go with the Giants here. I know the Brewers have been winning and on top of their game, but hey, I'm going to go with the Giants. Don't forget to tune in to the first preseason game, which would be in the NFL, of course, the first preseason game versus the Bears and the Ravens. It will be Thursday, August 2nd, on NBC, and it comes on at 8 o'clock. For all of those who do not watch preseason, I hope that you will. Great time to see the youth on your team, what to expect this season. Hopefully there are no injuries within training, OTAs, training camp, and preseason. You know, the preseason games have been cut back to reduce injury and to give players the rest of their freedom and time to enjoy before the season starts. Huh. Funny topic. Twitter seems to be roasting John Wall at the moment. Because of his picture, he looks run down, really. Nappy fro bags under his eyes, rugged beard, looks like he needs a haircut. Seems like he's been living it up. Teach me how to donut. He's gotten a little fat, too. Showing up the U.S. minicamp, I guess, is to be expected. I don't know what's going on here, if he's bulking up, but he looks a lot older and bigger. Jesus Christ. If you have a chance, I'm pretty sure that you'll be laughing at this, but go ahead and look into that. Look at these memes. I'm pretty sure you have a good laugh at it. It says you go into stress eating and drinking and doing drugs once you find out the Wizards have signed Dwight Howard. I think that might be the funniest one on here. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the show. You guys tune in tomorrow. Remember, 7:30 p.m. to about 8:30 to 9. Devontae will be back with us. I still will do my afternoon shows before work at 1 o'clock to 2, make sure you tune in with plenty of topics, give or take. I may have a co-host, that being either Jeffrey Thomas or Aaron Stevens. Who knows, Devontae might do an early show with me and continue to do his late shows at night. So with that being said, I encourage you guys to tune in to each show. We really appreciate the support and the listeners, and we still have a little bit of time left. So if you guys want to call in and talk about any of the topics today, please do. If not, I'm just going to continue to ramble and talk about random topics with the little bit of time that I have left. With that being said, if you have anything to say about yesterday's updates on the MLB games, today's games in progress and upcoming, or even the first preseason game on August 2nd, 8 o'clock Thursday, NBC, Bears Ravens, please do not hesitate. Call in at 949-270-5945. With that being said, if I can find it here. Still need to talk to Devontae about the music that's on here. I am really fed up with Cardi B and Chance the Rapper, who, by the way, did put out a couple singles. I didn't enjoy them too much, but he still is one of my favorite rappers to listen to. I like a lot of his old stuff and a couple of his features. You guys should listen. Let me know what you think on next week's show or tomorrow's show about the singles, if you're a fan of rap, hip-hop, about Chance the Rapper's singles. I didn't like them too much. I mean, I would listen to them. It's just not something that I would just, you know, bang every day in the car or just to listen to because of the messages. With that being said, I can't even find the Chance the Rapper song, so I guess you guys will be listening to Cardi B as our outro to the show. And here it is. Sorry, take it up with Mr. Little. Guess I'll go back with NBA topics. LeBron James gets his own HBO talk show. We'll be tuning in. We know that one of the reasons he moved to LA was for a bigger market in Hollywood. We've heard that he wants to be in movies. He wants to produce movies. He's had this type of interaction with HBO before with TV shows, the movie Trainwreck, not to mention Uninterrupted, which is kind of like, you know, his baby. But some of the stars that will be on this show is that of Draymond Green, Odell Beckham Jr., 2 Chainz. I believe you remember this as The Barbershop when these guys were in there, but these guys will be returning on this talk show to talk about politics, sports, etc. Of course, his agent Rich Carter will be on there. Snoop Dogg, Candace Parker, really star-studded cast, and I can't wait to watch this. Odell and Manning getting reps. I'm actually going to watch this preview after the show today. I'm that, like, interested and excited, not because it's just LeBron James, but because of the impact each player in this room has on the sport. It's kind of funny. You think these guys have bad blood, but at the same time, like, this is just entertaining. Like, I'm already starstruck about it. Marcus Morris getting into it with hecklers online, saying that there will be no minutes for Marcus Morris this year. Called him a fake tough guy, and Morris just said, try me. Calm down there, buddy. It's not that big of a deal. We've already talked about KD and CJ. Twitter roasting Walls USA pick right now. I encourage you to go check that out. TJ McConnell catching bodies in practice. How the Raptors can make Kawhi Leonard stay. I mean, I just love the score and Bleacher Report, two of my favorite apps to use for sports entertainment and to read up and catch up on today's hottest topics. But the name of this show is actually called The Shop. I'm sorry, I went right back to it. Greg Popovich at USA Training. I remember Kawhi and LeBron James saying that these guys would not play or compete in the mini camp or in USA Olympics this year if Greg Popovich wasn't the coach. So let's see if these guys change their mind about that. Once again, sorry for Bodak Yellow. I will see Devontae later on today, I believe, and we're going to talk about this music on here. But for the time being, just endure with me for the next 3, maybe 2 minutes here. Fun fact for you guys, too. Vince Carter was drafted in 1998, June 24th. Trae Young was born September 19th in 1998. How crazy is that? Now he's going to be playing against the old man, playing with the old man this year, as I should say, on the Atlanta Hawks. I didn't talk about Schroeder to OKC either. Schroeder the sixth man, or do I start him at the one and push Rush to the two? Maybe something I would do in 2K, but I don't see it happening in real life, you know. That's crazy. What do you know, Blake Griffin doing stand-up comedy? Is he funny or not? I will never know until I watch it. With that being said, I want him to focus on putting Detroit on the map and getting back to the postseason instead of telling ha. With that being said, 90 seconds to go for the show. Like I said, I hope you guys enjoy the show. You tune in tomorrow and you continue to catch the evening, afternoon show and the evening show with me and Devontae, special guest Aaron Stevens from time to time, and maybe Jeffrey Thomas. With that being said, I hope you guys enjoy today's show. I hope to hear from you tomorrow. Remember to think about these topics and maybe look into them. Maybe you can get back with me tomorrow on the topic, but we'll have plenty more interesting. With that being said, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Sorry for the schedule changes, so change for short notice. But, hey, it is what it is. I hope you guys enjoy it. We're back on tomorrow at 7:30, me and Devontae, possible special guest. But with that being said, it was raining heavy here in Detroit, but for those who are in Michigan and for those who are not, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. That's pretty much all I have to say. Got about 30 seconds for a quick call-in and question. I'll wait, but if not, here's some more irritating music for you to listen to on our way out.
To perform the Star-Spangled Banner, Fergie.